Well, hello, everybody. This is Tamisa Ingram of Inside Your Brand, and our topic for this week's Success Inside Your Brand call is getting to know who you are. Now, I know this might sound pretty simple, but the first element in developing a personal brand is to really have an in-depth knowledge of who you are and what you stand for from the inside out. I know many of you might already know what you stand for as entrepreneurs in terms of quality products, good customer service, great prices and value, and I would argue that every business today must at least possess those qualities. But successful personal brands go way beyond core competencies to show off special personality traits and promises that are uniquely linked to the personal brand. Creativity is king in this case, as it actually allows you to set yourself apart from others in your industry simply by infusing different elements of your unique style. Now, take a moment and think about some of your favorite products that are endorsed by celebrities. You usually have a positive impression of the product itself and the celebrity, right? Well, that positive impression and feeling of loyalty is a part of the magic of attaching a celebrity to a product. So now I want you to shift your vision so you can see yourself as the celebrity endorsing your own product or service. This is where the real breakthroughs happen. As you take a proven idea mixed with your own unique creativity and apply it to your own business, you will then see a drastic increase in the market response and the revenue you actually get from it. A few questions that I want you to think about are, what are your strengths and weaknesses? What is it about your character and personality that makes you stand out from a crowd? What is it you truly enjoy doing? The answer to these questions will help you determine the attributes you possess that you can use to build your personal celebrity brand. It's also going to help you understand why people pay attention to you, why they choose you, why they hire you, why they refer you, why they promote you. Or it could, on the reverse, tell you why you're not being selected, not being hired, not being promoted, not being chosen. The end goal is always to have your ideal clients believe in you and value your reputation. The more you can personally connect, the more value you create with your audience. What is it you aspire to be? What's the education that you have received or need in order to become the person you aspire to be? For many of us, our lives and careers are made up of guesswork and kind of random samplings of unrelated skills and experiences. But I want you to ask yourself, is my life and career made up of guesswork, or am I truly gaining access to the things I desire? You have to begin to think of yourself as your own walking, talking mascot, kind of like Tony the Tiger or even the Pillsbury Doughboy, and think about what actions are appropriate for that particular mascot. For example, Grandmad, who's actually the former owner of Pillsbury, made a huge mistake when this sweet and cuddly doughboy actually appeared in a bar with rap music playing in the background. Now, we all know that that is definitely not the right impression for the Pillsbury brand. My recommendation is to create a trusted group of advisors, participate in a mastermind group, or even ask your own board of directors for assistance. This group should actually help you answer questions about your personal brand and act as your reality test, so to speak. They should be a strongly connected group where the members are not afraid to tell you if your images or your ideas are going to go down in flames. In other words, you need people that are not afraid to tell you when your stuff stinks. As you start to discover, identify, and even project your brand, it's critical to present a true representation of you. A very cool, hip image is really of no value if you're still trying to figure out how to send a text message or how to create a Facebook page or even recommend someone on LinkedIn. On the other hand, if you're known for being a conservative expert, then maybe prim and proper suits and formal language are perfect complements for your personal brand. The beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur is that you get to design your own life the way you want it to be. Ask yourself these questions. What do I want to be known for? What do I do better and or different than anyone else? What work do I do that stirs my own passion and brings me the most joy? What skills do I have that people find interesting? Write your trusted group of advisors an email and ask them to give you anywhere from 7 to 10 adjectives that best describe the way they see you. Do they see you as being caring, funny, and detail-oriented? Review the list they give you and look for overlapping traits. The adjectives they return to you are the beginning of the uniqueness of your personal brand. Also, you want to pay attention to any blatant conflicts in these personality traits because they can actually be a signal of trouble. They can also help you, though, to redirect if you're not currently getting positive responses from your target market. Try to find at least 3 positive traits that you believe ring true for you. Then look for ways to talk about those traits, to use those traits, and even illustrate them in your brand. For example, if your colleagues consider you to be the quote-unquote queen of follow-up, make it a point in your voicemail and your emails to let everyone know that you guarantee you will return their phone call or email within 24 hours. That's what we call walking the talk. Well, that's it for this week's Success Inside Your Brand Weekly Call. I hope this information has inspired you to think about yourself in a totally new way, and I know that if you apply the strategies I shared with you, you will be closer to having a more successful personal brand and many more prospects, customers, and clients. I want you to check out TomesaIngram.com. That's TomesiIngram. And see if there's any ways that I can assist you in developing your personal brand, both your personal and your professional brand. I do hope to hear from you, and please post a message on my Facebook page if this audio has been helpful to you in any way. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TomesaIngramFan. That's TomesiIngramFan. Okay, I can't wait to hear from you and personally connect with you soon. See you on next week's call.